Service Yosef. I didn't give you the sugya of Matamis to be mine in the sugya because halach lemaisa, we're not making too much on it. But the lamda shabai, the definitely are nakudas in the lamda shabai, which are very negay lemaisa to understanding the sugyas. Zakta Torah. Baruch Hashem Ein Lashir. Shall call the dwarf of working with them because you shall still have been able to live rough. This is lesson we shine that the whole thing is the Gemara is talking about. Bracha we shine no matter any amount because it's the din of us. It's interesting. I mentioned to you way back when that the Kesef Mishnah stells on why Bracha Rishona is even in Pachas Mikazayas. Right? The Kesef Mishnah, it's in the Perek Gimel, Kesef Mishnah says, because the Chomer Koshish, that you can even eat a Kazayas. Once you start, you might eat a Kazayas. The lady's potato chips, you can only eat just one, right? So I'm just going to eat one, not eat a Kazayas, but Mehechatesi. So he says, when do you make the Bracha? It means Batsim, he says, in Suwar, really the Shir Kazai should apply to Bracha Rishon also. But the problem is, you're going to make it the last Rega before the Brekel, which is the Kazayas, when are you supposed to make it? So he said, make it at the beginning, because most times you end up going to Kazayas anyway.
Is that Chazal's intention? Is that what is it?
Did I say about Aslan Hashem Lamazeb anywhere in that sentence?
No.
Good, okay. Right? They're saying Kesef Mishnah. So Chor Mavur in the Rishonim, the Torah, not like that. It means that the Kesef Mishnah is starting off with the Betzim, there's a Din Kazayas by Bracha Rishon also. Elamai what? He says, so what's Takab Shat Lamaisa? There isn't the Shir Kazayas. The answer is because that's the way Chazal set up, because you probably will get the Shir Kazayas. You might get the Shir Kazayas. But if out of the Shir is the Shir Kazayas. Aleph.
It has to be a
Lopluk,
right?
Yeah, it's Lopluk. Yeah, that's how Chazal set it up. Yeah. All right, Aleph. Beis, I also mentioned to you, there's a Dian. Is in, when we learn that Lamed Hey, also Hanas Ben Zebulay Bracha, the Rashba says that's a sore in Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona. Right? So one of the Rishonim where he's saying, listen, Bracha Achrona, Bracha Achrona, Bracha Rishon, also Hanas Ben Zebulay Bracha, and Bracha Achrona not. It's also Hanas Ben Zebulay Bracha. Right? So the Taz Taka says, Lamaisa, that's Taka true. That the dinner also applies to Bracha Achrona as well, not just to Bracha Rishona. And that's in the Sugya of the Gemara. We pointed this out when we were learning the Sugya, right? The whole Sugya over there, the Chorus of Word like that. The word starts out with Ketzim of Arachim, which is all Brachas Rishonas. And it says, well, how do you know? Because it says, you know, we start discussing the dinner Bracha Achrona. We're asking, how do you know it's Bracha Rishona? You start bringing makaris and bracha rishon. The more shlugs of all the makaris says, salat is a blah blah bracha. So what are we talking about? Bracha rishon, bracha achrona. Vice says the more holds the same makor with the skivis of bracha rishon and bracha achrona, the same makor. And the more starts saying, well, that's bracha achrona, but bracha rishon, I need a kalva chomer. The more says, I can't make a kalva chomer. Right? So the flow of the more passion is the way the Rashba learns and the Rashba frizzes. Ella, you see that other than the bracha achrona and zayin minim, because Rashi holds zayin minim is the raisa. Everything else, the minim, bein bracha rishona, bein bracha achrona, is a swar, because also lahanas v'elu tebalei bracha. Yeah. So what does that? So the chur, what does that mean? Right. So what does that mean that bracha achrona is chazal mechay bracha achrona, because also lahanas v'elu tebalei bracha. So okay. So that's a stark akasha. So before I answer that question, so let's take other pshat. So I'm learning over here the Rishonim, and I'm learning the Torah. So listen, Bracha Achrona is Bracha Achrona. Bracha Rishona also on Shabbat Bracha. This means that I mean, Mekayim that. So what are you Bracha Karna for then? What's the Mekayim for Bracha Karna? Okay, I'm asking. Okay. Teresh the Pasuk says, "V'chalti b'savot ne'verachta." That's talking about Bracha Karna. So then the Karna, the Cheshun of the Rishonim is like this. That's talking Musaf on the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells him he bench. And let's say Karna these Rishonim, the Zayin Minim, either a Smacht or a Mikra Din, also Bracha Karna. Because I came along and said, well, you know, you may hit Bracha on this and that, you must be Bracha on that. Why? Because that's what the Torah said to do. Now there's a new din. Before you eat, you know, you got to say thank you. Right? Oh, that's also evidence from the Zimbabwe Bracha. And Bracha Karna is based on the Pasuk without any Svaras. Okay. So now, as I say, please some of the Gabi Bracha Karna. Says Vachalta Mesavata, says Vachilas, Rashi's Achilas, Gazayas. Bracha Rishonah, that's a taka different din, so that, right, that's good. Right? So, Lachar, if you learn that they're both rooted in Asa Hamas and Vali Bracha, so what does that mean? So, two Mahalchim. So one Mahalch is, yeah, the story of Asa Hamas and Vali Bracha is Mekayiv. Two brachas, Chazal came along. Remember, we said that in the Eimek Bracha came out in the Keshra and the Gemara. At the end of the day, the Svara is a Svara which has no halachic significance till Chazal came along and gave it a mitzvah to say a bracha. It's a Svara which it's. We discussed this once. I'm trying to remember if I discussed it with you or not. This is totally an aside, but it's an important aside. When you talk about the Darbonon, every Darbonon has really two things that you have to look at the Darbonon. You have to know, what was the motivation of Chazal to misaka the Darbonon? And what was their paradigm in the Torah that they used to create the Darbonon? In other words, Chazal came along and said, "There's a gzera. This we have this concern. We'll make it the cut." But they're ready to do that, they looked for somewhere in the Torah you find such an idea of such an iser, and they modeled it on that iser. So the marshal, how many of you were here by the when we learned the Yom Iyun, the first Yom Iyun we did Shabbos Goy. None of you. I hear that's good. Okay. What? Right. So, there seems to be a closer shot of what to get of the Tekana. What is the yisod of Shabbos going? This from Mir Lach. Right. The Rambam says that if a Mir Lach was mutter, so you'd be busy dealing with your Akam the whole day, you'd be busy with your business, you'd be sitting in your factory and telling you do this, do that, you know. So it's this King Shabbos. Right. Rashi says, "Mirabonin, shlichus lachem. Mirabonin is like shlichus. So shlichus is it's like you're doing, like he's doing it, like you're doing it. So some achronim start making chalukim lemaisit, and Rashi did to the Rambam shita. I think it's a mistake. The Rambam is discussing why Chazal made the tekana. Rashi is discussing when Chazal made the tekana, what marshal did they use?" I want to make a new issue that you can't talk. And I'm an issue, you can't talk. No. The issue is when you talk to somebody, he gets a dinner. You're shliach. Ah, I find such a musik. Mina rice, and then shlichus. So mina bottom, we gave mina lakum. What I need, even if I have a reason to make something, I need a rishus. I can't just start make a totally new type of issue. Why are Chazal masakin the brachas? Because it's also a lot of the brachas. So the slach peishua says, it's a din deraisa. The slach says, you make a mitzvah because it's svaras. Svaras deraisa, the peishua says, right? And the slach says, svaras deraisa means that the gabi protim in a din when you say svaras deraisa. But the gabi, when you sack and do mitzvahs, you don't say svaras deraisa. Good. So we have a good svara, but that itself can't be the vehicle So that I have, and I have, I'm not being something new. Shetach and Tara. There's a din bracha. So I'm just following the line, what the Torah told me to do. So that I could do. So the motivation for the takana and the gedorim for the takana are two different things. Motivation is, it's inappropriate to the hanazol mezabel bracha. Okay, that's why we want to misaken. But we have to misaken it still. We can't, that itself is on a mechal. That's what the bracha said. So we're misaken. When we're misaken, we say, well, listen, yeah. We have a right to make such a takana because shteit chol the Torah, the concept of the brachas. So we're not making up a brand new thing. We're following the lead of the Torah. The Rashi said this is a good idea. So it's not just Elirangel thinks it's a good idea. It's not just Rekiva thinks it's a good idea. The Rashi says it's a good idea. Ah, okay, now we're happy. Even with Siyogim, it seems to me that Chazal followed that, because that's what really Amir Lachim is. It's the form of a Siyog. It's to take Shabbos. Correct in protecting it, but if they're making up a brand new type of issue, which there's no such thing anymore in the Torah, the Chazal wouldn't do that. That's what the concept called Tikkun Rabbanu, the right of Tikkun. Right. So the reason why Chazal asked Adenum is nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah. The reason Chazal asked Yenum, Stam Yenum, is because of the chashash of Tamruvus, a marrying, assimilation. But they gave it the rules of Yain Nesef. It's a takapel of the Gazat, right? So, but the Torah says we make a Yisur Magaya. We got to look in the Torah. There's such a Muslim way. Okay. So we'll follow the rules and we'll play with them a little bit.
So what's the pasuk that we're using over here?
V'chaltu sabot
beberachto.
Right. So it comes along. The Kesem Mishnah says okay. But the chalters of the rachli, there's a dinner kazayis. So, okay, you know what? Brachim Shetim, it's also din kazayis, but it's just Chazal said, well, when are you supposed to make that bracha on the last mashu before the kazayis? Doesn't make sense. Make it in the beginning. Even you know, beginning, that's okay. We're still using the kazayis as the mashu. So the Kesem Mishnah is not. Shas, one of these Rishonim come along and saying, you know, Bracha Rishonim, because also was a Bracha. It sounds like it's a freestanding sword. Because in the Bracha Achrayna, even the Derbonos of Bracha Achrayna, Taki in the Gazayas. So it's an interesting din. So Meshach brings this, the Shilthus, and says, Taki, don't make a Bracha, Bracha in the Gazayas. You don't make anything. Right? Ben Yonah says, you make a Shahako. Right, so okay, comes the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik has a totally different approach. So like this, there's a Sugya of Gemara and Kulin at the end of the seventh parak. How much the last time? Kuf Gimel Mavayz. Folks, Rabbi Yehoshua Shlach Kish. I think I said the name is wrong yesterday, Tuesday when I mentioned it, or yesterday. Right. So Rabbi Yehoshua says that the Isuri Hatari, somebody Isuri, is told in Hanos Garin. Mishloka says it's told in Hanos Meyot. Samura says, Naftininus. First he ate a Chatzizayas, Vihikioi, and he regurgitated it, and then he ate a Chatzizayas. So Karn Mishloka is not Chai Malkus. He never had the Svia of a Kazayas. So the Hanos Meyot isn't there. So the Yerkunan, he ate a Kazayas. He did a Maisach Kilim a Kazayas, as long as it was Kadei Achilles Pras. Not technically deeper, technically those problems, right? Yeah. Right? So it's with Tarif, but he had a Kazayas. The fact that the first Kazayas is God is irrelevant. Hanos Goran, but down that Goran, there went the Kazayas. The Gemara says even bigger Kiddush, even it's the same Chatzizayas, he ate it again. What? He ate a Chatzizayas, he spat it out, he ate the same Chatzizayas again.
He spat it out?
But, irrelevant, I don't care. But he didn't eat two, he ended up eating one Chatzizayas twice. He's also Chai Malkus, according to the Yerkes. The Mice, he ate a Kazayas. Mustafkin is a different Kazayas, the same, different half of Kazayas, the same half, this half of Kazayas. Mustafkin is. Good. What? depends on the person. There's a ma'isa with there's a ma'isa with in the hakdama to the Bir Agro, written by the Goyim's sons. So they wanted to bring out two things that the Goyim took every mimer of Chazal. Once he understood what it meant, it was halacha, binding halacha ad b'siris nefesh. So they said a ma'isa with the Goyim. The Goyim was traveling, and he took goals about himself multiple times. He was traveling once. He came to somebody's house, and the Goyim ate every day. He had a cup. He had a revius of tea, and he had hard bread, which he dipped in the tea. And that was what he ate. He had a kebaya, kazayas of bread. His stomach wasn't used to food, regular food. So he comes to somebody's house, and they feed him food. And they say, eat. Come out, Shem al-Chabal to say, you have to do. So he ate it. But his stomach couldn't handle it. He spat it out. But he was so tore, it came out looking exactly like it went in. So the Balabaisa stepped out. He comes back in and said, you didn't eat. Eat. So the guy eats it again. And the mice have it. So he did it multiple times. So the Pasha, he was almost getting physically sick from the mice. The strain in his body was making him sick. So to ask him afterwards, he says, Chazal said, come on, Shemar Chabal Abayis, say. So I have to do it till the point he said, how far? I'm a serious nefesh. That's the Hagdam. But Vice of Voice tried to come out and be ready, right to eat a second, because the Bala Abayis didn't reckon anything had happened to it. Okay? So it's shy. If you're the Goyim, it's shy. Okay, but that's a prat. It's not ichol, yeah. It's still makabel stumas. It's still considered an ichol. Okay, good. So we have to figure out the shalat suta to the yana sugya. Okay, you know. Okay, so then the Mor says vayta machlokes in Reuven Rish Lakish is when a person eats a kazayas, exactly kazayas, the wife doesn't swallow kazayas. To the stomach, you don't get a kazayas, because some of the foods get stuck between the teeth. So Mela, there wasn't hanos me'ayim on a kazayas. So Zot Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so the food was just stuck between his front teeth, his hakanami tar to the shear. But the food was just stuck by the molars, that's close to the gurin, it has the same hanos gurin, and that's me tar to the shear, according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rish Lakish, not. And that's passing the halacha. So a person will need a kazayas of Isser, exactly kazayas of Isser, if there's nothing stuck within his front teeth, he'll get malchus according to Rebbe, that's how he passed it, not according to Shlok. Because the wife, he didn't, there's not hanos me'ayim of a kazayas, according to Shlok. What's my brachas? So, the Rosh by Matemes, he comes along and he says, the Beishez means Mechlechus in the Rosh, and the El Moyen. In the Shita, that Ein Tzarich Levarech Alav. Now the Torah Shita is very not clear exactly what he holds, right? So the Rambam holds your mama's swallowing it, and Im Kolzeh Chazal put a shear of a revius. Some of the liquid, Chazal put a shear of a revius. He says since your kavanah is not a shame to eat it, it's a shame to taste it. So you're not chayv in a bruch. If you had a shear of a revius, even though it's not your kavanah is just it gets it in as if you're in the chab and the same oichel because it's so much. Okay. The Rosh brings a ben chunano, then you're spitting it out. So what's left again? It's a revius or not? Right? So Oymar comes along and says that even though you're spitting it out, if the mice, you had a revius already, that's a shayna, it's a kosher b'shir, even though you're spitting it out, you're chayv in a bro. In the sheet of the ben chunano, that the case was that he was toyam upayal and he didn't swallow it. But if you put a revius already into your mouth, then you have to make a blow. That's what they say in Elmoy. So the Rosh name, I'll tell you revius, Cheshiva, and all in your tainus, and Mionir, the Barocha, Loitzor. So it's got to be tainus, a mask and thing. But Barocha, Loitzor, Kiman, Dan, and Hannah, Besech Meir. Because you're not in Hannah, Sech Meir. So Shtetach and Rosh, by Barocha, there's a Tanai of Sech Meir. So the bracha is not just for the Hanos Gorin, which is how we pass it by Yisurim, but it's also for Hanos. You need there's also tonight of Hanos Me'ah.
Remember, by Tanis we go by Gorin.
I'm not sure what the Hagdara by Tainus is. What the Rosh is saying. Okay? Now, to say he means just a din of anos me'ayim, it's only tolem me'ayim, is not mistar either. Because the moshal barrier, the milest barrier requires a mile and a maisachila. Right? The gabi in your stomach, the stomach says, wow, you put a barrier in my stomach, I feel so much more full. Because it's a barrier. You know, not mistar, it's a half a kazai, it's a half a kazai. The stomach says, you know, get me to show how kosher you're outside there, but when you get to me, it's al tazel bazach. Right? But if it's a dinner, and my sechila, the hanos, you should say, my sechila, hanos gur means a my sechila. It means the half of a shame, my sechila. So, barrier look only makes sense if it's a dinner of hanos gur, which, so, in the world of hanos gur, there's a surah barrier. I mean, how does Rish Lakish understand barrier, the Gabi Surma? It's a hard question. But another nakuda, which the unique echilis pras. So in a ma'isachil you need kli achilas pras. So by yisurim you need kli achilas pras. So if it's a din of hanos garments, you need ma'isachilos. You need kli achilas pras. If it's a din of hanos mayim means tzviya. So there's not the sheer tzviya is not totally in the kli achilas pras. The amount of tzviya that a person gets out of a kazayis, whatever madrega of tzviya that is, it's not full tzviya. It's some level of tzviya. That sviya will be true whether there's klechilas pras or not. So the Magen Avraham brings from the Erlis Talmud, in the name of the Knesset and Gedola, that by for saying bracha achrona does not require klechilas pras. There's no dinner klechilas pras by bracha achrona. That's all achini surah mitzvah. It's not the gabi brachas. Bracha achrona yed kazayis yekayim bracha achrona, even though it was not klechilas pras. The Magen Avraham said, that's not true, because Shteitach and Rashi, the reason, our sugya, the reason you need a kazai is because of Chilak Sibibay. Well, the same Rashi says, you need a kazai, it's because Chilak Sibibay should also be, you need Chilak Pras. So that seems to be the Shach Matarya. So, the Rosh says there's a din of Anos Me'ayim, right, but it doesn't mean Lafukia that there's not a din of a Maisa Chila also. A Hanos Goran sort. I mean, you need both. Right? There's a famous Rav Kivager. I think I once heard a Bacher say his permissive shetel on it. So the Bacher gets, his permissive in the summer. So the mother says, I don't want to start the Boy Begum Suda after Tase. The husband says, not a guttle till then. He said, we'll start earlier. We'll be mapshik into this. Okay, good. So the Bar Mitzvah Bar sits down to the Suda, and he has a geshmak meal. Now he becomes a mitzvah. The Kivager, his benching of the rice, a benching of the Rabbanan benching. He's survey as a gadol. He ate as a kata. And he benched as a kata. The Kivager, maybe he has to bench again. Because the other benching was a benching of a kata. Now he's a gadol. Right? So he benches, he goes home, and he says, Then an hour later, he says, Magadol. All the belt always says, that the person has to have kavanah like by Abba Zayla, by Maariv. Because he said Brichas Torah in the morning, he was a katan. Now he became a bar mitzvah, so he has to have kavanah by Abba Zayla, so he might see the Brichas Torah before Shema, Okay. Kivager has a suffix about it. So what's the suffix? The suffix is the mechayiv is not just the sea. Mechayiv is into my sechila. Bechalta b'savot. So the my sechila is the my sechila of a katan. Can the my sechila of a katan count the gabi? That means the ikur mechayiv is the sviya. There's a tanai of a chila. So the key of the tanai chila is the my sechila good enough to do that? The Rebbe Chanan talks about it. Can a ma'isa of a cotton be ma'isa? Can a ma'isa of a cotton be ma'isa a gadol? Because it's a ma'isa of the rabbanim. Can ma'isa a gadol, which is a derisa? It happens to be the same person. But that's he learned that that's the side of the shayla. He says you have the shayla every week, and you make early Shabbos. So the machlokes is how you make kiddush early. How does kiddush early work?
So the Rambam's lashon is that you make kiddush early because the key of kiddush is to part of the beginning of Shabbos. You say words in the Shabbat of Shabbos, so we yotze by saying before Shabbos also. So you yotze key of kiddush deraisa by saying kiddush when it's still daytime. The Rechonim brings a Mordechai. Mordechai says it's takalud rabbanon, but your ma'isa rabbanon is ma'isa the gadol. So you have a key when nighttime comes. You ask a gadol. I mean, you have a key of the deraisa. To say kiddush, but that ma'aser you did when also didn't rabbanon can what's the raisa? So b'chanan shalsu you had a Mordechai that ma'aser rabbanon can what's the raisa to the katan's ma'aser can what's himself later on. Okay, but Rabbi Eger has this diyum in the Gilgan. It's a coupe vav, I think. Rabbi Eger downs this shayla. He's assuming that this is Tanai Maisa Chilas. I don't know. It's a Sabbath. Prima Gadam over here, on that Magen Avraham, says that you need Kadeh Chilas Pras, it's only if you have a Chil without Sviya. But if you have Sviya or Gemura, then you bet you without a Kadeh Chilas Pras. So the Sharatzian comes along and asks on him, and the Marsha also and Shuba asks on him, he says, what happened? This says, Vechalta B'Sabbath. This is Nebuch Sabbath. This is Vechalta B'Sabbath. So they both say a pelag gazach. I just talked to Rabbi Walter this morning. I don't have an answer to it. I see that Rabbi Rosenthal and his Gilas Sefer asked the question. So the Shard says, but if you eat one gazach to echelis pras, then you're fine. You go chal to you have yet because I say echelis pras. The sabata you have because you're survey. See, it's matching the rice. Maskim. I don't get it. L'chara, if you learn the Sabbath, you're chayav rebetching with Sevilla, that's the Ikar Makayim, good. You tell me, look, there's a tonight, but Maisa Achila, it's not enough to just eat the Sevilla, you have to have a Maisa Achila. And Kerech this person, I call it Maisa Achila. So I have a Maisa Achila because I'm not Sevilla from that. Then I have a Maisa Sevilla without an Achila, so what does it help me? I checked off the box I had Achila, that didn't generate Sevilla. I checked off the box I had which wasn't from an Achila. Because it wasn't Achilles Brass. So what? And this is the gay every time you bench.
Why is not a Maisa?
Because we're making the Hanukkah that Achilles Pachas Mikdais is not called Pachas Mikdais Achilles Brass. I said that wrong. Achilles which takes longer than Kedai Achilles Brass is not called Achilles. You call dinner time, for instance, Loisachal called Nevela, the person ate a Nevela, but it took him 5 hours to eat a Nevela. He had a Kedais in Nevela, it's not called eating. So he didn't eat. So he had Sviya without eating. That's not benching. Benching the rice needs to be achila and sviya. So the Mishnah, no problem. You ate one kizayis, kizayis, achila's pras. And you're a sviya from everything else you ate, not kizayis, achila's pras. That's the rice. Why is it the rice? There's no sviya. There's no achila. The sviya came from a non achila. What? So. It seems an interesting deal. So what's the machayim of the sviya? Right? So if a person ate one meal, the person went into the meal partially full. Now, and then he sat down and he ate a kazayis of bread. Or actually, the person how much he ate less than a kazayis of bread. And he was surveyor from that. So, that's not a sviya. The sviya is from the other food. What?
Less than a kazayis is the
well, again, the Prima Gadam not. The Prima Gadam says you don't need for Svi, you don't need Achilles Pras. But the Sharatzin is assuming that there's a Tanai of Maisa Achila. So the Chara, the Svi has to come from Achila. If my first Kazayas B'chal is not must be on me, so you're saying, but the Maisa, the Svi came, so from that, including that Kazayas. Maybe, yeah, maybe no, I don't know. You tell me. Person ate 15 kazaisim worth of bread. He would eat 14 also be full. So the first one is part of the sviya. I don't know.
Is there going to send Shiloh on the Rebbe Avraham by Hassel
of Piston? Shara Mahalam? So there's a Bir Alocha which deals with the Prima Gadam Shita is the sviya has to come from bread. It can't come from other foods. So the mitzvah rights of sviya, v'chalta v'sabata, has to be dafka from bread. So the person eats a meal for bread with other foods, he's not chayv the rice, according to the Prima Gadam. Rishabura argues He says that, he says, anything which you ate mamash is lifting, even if the Pragadim should agree, is combined to the sviya. The things you don't eat mamash is lifting, but the mice you ate is part of your meal, that's mechatim sabata. So he holds weaker than is not like the Prima Gadim. That's Misar. Now the Morgan of Rome is more confusing because that was Kviya Suda, not Sviya. And our Kviya Suda and Sviya the same thing. We handled that. That the Kharpashas, they kept the Rachmanim used Lashon Sviya and Kviya back and forth. You know, what, do they mean the same thing? Or saying normally, Vegan the Kudas Kviya Suda. That's what's Machayev. That's a Chashavan of Bashir. You have to mention it. Because later on he said that if it's the Raisa, if you're Sveya, for sure. Right? What we talked until now. You said you connect Kviya Suda. To make up your mind. You can't use the word Sviya later on and Kviya earlier. She said that the Shini Lashon from Sviya to Kviya, because generally the Mount people Kviya was the Mount people would be Sveya from. But Shaykh, an individual person who's not Sveya, or is, you know, they're not Mamish totally Zebazeb. Pasha doesn't Sviya is totally in each person. So I have difficulty with this then. That's the Mishnah the Sharatian says. So getting back to over here, comes the so there's a din of Tanos Gora, which means Achila, and there's also a din of Hanos Me'ayim. So Zadam Ram Sheikh, the Bracha Rishon is for the Hanos Gora. The Bracha Rishon is for the Hanos Me'ayim. Also the Bracha means you can't even imashu, because you're not Sivaya for getting a half a kazayas in your stomach. You're not that's not Hanos. So that taket is a shear. It says, but the Bracha Rishona, any mouth that you swallow, that your person puts the garden, he enjoys. So the God of the Bracha Rishona, they put a shear. So both are true. There is, the reason we need two brachas is because we need to address two hanos. There's hanoa, right? The hanoa of the maisa chila itself is pleasurable, and the hanoa of the fact that I have something in my stomach is pleasurable. There's two different hanoas. It's mechayv to different brachas. That's what Rav Sheikh suggests. So once you now, the way we're discussing until now, that's not correct, because we're saying in each bracha, the bracha Shema bracha, there's a tanai of both. You say you can't. The chiyah bracha chana requires a ma'isa chila and a suya. According to him, theoretically, you could have a situation. You know, he would have to hold if his division is absolute. So I say, listen, the guy Baruch Hashem, you need to know the Gor, you need to know my Sechilo, so you had I said a Baruch on that already. Now I'm Sevea, so I bench. I wasn't my Sechilo, I don't need my Sechilo for that. The Baruch Hashem is for the Hanos Me'ayim part of it. So if he means it absolute, so that's what would come out, he would be agreeing with the so the Panamira says like that. Panamira says, you know, like the Prima Gadim, he says, you don't, even a person, Lord of the Canaculus Pras, you see the rice, you're benching the rice.
Someone would take
food
that you're meat, like
they're
feeding
to you. So that the person talking about this is that saying, if you learn that, it's a Maram Sheik. You know, there's tonight my Sechila.
Right.
So that's the Morris says Bola Matz is Yotz, Bola Mor Lo Yotz, the Karka Basiv is Lo Yotz. So this is Karka Basiv, Mamish. Right, you know. Morris says the person, there's no Tanai of Tam Matzah. So a person can swallow Matzah without the Tam, without chewing it, he's Yotz with the Matzah. Right. But the Morris says, but if he wraps it in this tissue paper, he's not Yotz. So if you have to taste it, I understand. You didn't taste it. But if you tell me you don't have to taste it, so what's the problem? That's not called my sechila. The person, you know, the suggested person views that the person has to take something, you know, has to eat something which is for his health. He has to eat something which is not kosher. If he could eat it in a way which is karcha basiv, it would be a mile, because not over the isser, because not there chachila.
So according to the Maram Sheik,
so according to Ram Sheik, if Ram Sheik means it absolutely, he doesn't say that much on it. You know, if he means it absolutely, theoretically, that's what that would come out. It's not Mistarbert to me. That's what he means. That I can take off. That's Bechal not a Maisa. There's not Bechal not a Maisa of Achila at all. But maybe Maisa has lost me. I am of the food. So not intravenous.
You're
feeding to, right. It's like, intravenous is a whole different, it's a whole different, intravenous taka is not must be.
According to Maharam Sheikh, what's the Gemara's Kal V'chomer, Kishuv Sudeim Avarach, Kishurav Akolkin? Two separate things.
So, that's all in the Havamim that you're looking at one from the other. He's saying, Elo, the more says Sora, and the more says Elo Sora, the more is not using that anymore. Yeah, that's the chart, so we have to learn. Okay, so that's, I wanted to say, the Din HaMatemis gave us this Rosh. The Rosh adds an interesting Loshon of Hilzar, Kikim Shein Hanna B'Tzar Meyov, Loshon of the Beis Yosef over here. So according to the Rosh, the person is Toyim, and he's Pilate, even more than Revius, he doesn't make a bracha. Right. So the Beis Yosef points out the Rambam. So not like that. The Rambam says that Batemis does not. He doesn't require being parlance. And then, like Yosef Chaim was trying to throw out yesterday. Okay. So the Taos is going to talk about this in our Kavana. We'll see when we get to the Taos. So take a look again at the Beis Yosef when he talks, quotes this, the oil moyed. Kimamish speaks it out. So he quotes the Rosh earlier on, and then at the end he quotes oil moyed. That oil moyed says, "Mishir Revius Abishen and Balas Kalum Hel Vachek Toyim Yathik Abroch." So that's really uncomfortable, right? Because we have to be erechin, and that chila in the Torah does not mean hanos ma'ayim; it means hanos garen. If you would have said v'chalta v'sabato v'irachta, I would say fine. He says chila is so unless he means the chila of the chila of bracha is. He doesn't say that part of the pasuk. I don't know. I'm not sure what to do with that. So we'll see. The Beis Yosef paskins that a person would be toyim and even swallows pachas merviyas, so he makes a bracha. He doesn't make a bracha because it's suffix. According to the Rashi, you make a bracha. According to the Rambam, you don't make a bracha. So. And he's a dyke in the riff like that also. So the riff of the Rambam said, make a bracha, so you can't make a bracha in yourself. The Maor is going to say, you make a bracha. Okay. The Beis Yosef in his Hakdamah, so the Beis Yosef, he says that the way he decides halachas, he says the three amunei harar, the riff, the Rosh, and the Rambam. And it says, whenever you have three of them discussing the same thing, and two of them say A, and one of them says B, we pass on to two. That's just going to be standard cloud. Why is it
to say
also because that he says.
No, but why do you need both of them? Why
don't
you say that?
The Lachim and the Mashma during the day, and it's also some Rav Lahakel, right?
So why do you need both of them?
Well, I'm sure he needs both. He has both. He says both. That's what he says, yeah. So, that's the Mudei Harov. Okay. The Beis Yosef Mutra's exactly what exactly is the sheet the Torah's Lashon he finds difficult. I'm not going to get involved in that right now. Okay. There's another two by top of Brocha Kerna Tzvich Hashir Mashir B'Shiva Samin of Shazayas Shalim Masha Shal Dover Shu Kibiyosi Kibran Garga Shal Enov Ashar Riman Shal Rechon Al Achor Al Bisha Ein Boi Shazayas. Okay. So the Yerushalmi says Beria Tzvich Mstavkin B'Zeh Tais is masubik if the Bible is agreeing to that you said or not. Okay, toiv the zorshal enachem very close to mikazayis. Can he stalk minasof? So the person should be mistalk minasof. So even though we have a rule of brachos lahakol, And if then you're not going to make a bracha misafik. It doesn't mean the chachil, you should put yourself into that situation. So it's appropriate to be zoyer. His lashon is totally zoyer. He's not mechayev you. It's a key of gomer. So we discussed this in the topic of the marshal and the marshal. So brachas lahakol. So over here, I'm going to be saying a bracha rishona, and I'm not going to be saying a bracha achrona. So, if bracha achrona is a din of also hanasvil and zebulei bracha, so I shouldn't chaskila. If I'm so, and you're telling me that the only way you fulfill your obligation of being of not being the henna is by making a bracha rishona and achrona. So obviously, I should not be in a situation where I'm saying a bracha rishona, and I know I'm not going to say bracha achrona because I'm being the henna brother zebulei bracha. See, if the bracha achrona is a halacha in also hanasvil and zebulei bracha, then this didn't attack him. Chazal put this in the context of iser. Not just a mitzvah, but iser. So mitzvah says shevel tas. Okay, I mean, something I can't do it. So I'll do my eating, and I'll say I can't do the mitzvah. If you put in a loss of iser, it's not just tam. It's also to do it. So if I did not fulfill my chiyuv to be not to be in the hanabal bracha until after I said the bracha achrona, I can't say bracha rishona and be left hanging with the bracha achrona. Yeah, making sense. That makes sense. I'm not seeing a spark of understanding in people's eyes. Yeah. So also on the zebulei bracha. So the Rasha says that applies to the bracha rishona bracha achrona. The Taz says like that. So that means. So in Shemayim. So we're opening up the guy's ledger and say, listen, he's about to eat. We're watching to see if he does an avera. If he doesn't issur. Of him being the Hannibal of his bracha. So he makes a bracha rishona. So the Malach says, okay, write down he was a good boy. So no, we have to wait and see what he does with the bracha achrona. Because also the Hannibal bracha applies to bracha achrona also. So if he sends the bracha rishona, not the bracha achrona, he's still a person with the Hannibal of his bracha. See, he did an issur. So he eats a berry of pachas mikazayas. So Shemayim says, oh, that was bad. Right? Because you can't say bracha achrona. Because it's a suffix. And the Tzadik's Mechuvah say Bracha Achrona, he was in the Hanabal of Zebulei Bracha. And that's Osir. He did an Aveira. He didn't stop doing that to a mitzvah. He did an Aveira. He's in the Hanabal of Zebulei Bracha, because according to Rishon, he's Mechuvah say Bracha, and he's not going to say it in the Maisa. So he's not going to do that to put himself in the situation, which is an Isser. Right? Making sense? The Rashi says that. That's what Rashi says. The Rashi of Avraham Avinu. One of the rais that the Chachamim bring that it's not an iser, it's just a mitzvah, is the din that an oinon is pater from saying brachos. So oinon is pater from saying brachos because also mitzvah is pater from a mitzvah. But the Rishon already speak out that the din of Oinus Potter is only from mitzvahs, not from Isurim. So he wants to eat bread. So there's an issur to eat bread without washing your hands. So he has to wash his hands. Ah, he's Potter from mitzvahs, but he can't do Isurim because of it. He's Potter from mitzvahs. He can't do Isurim. Right? So he has to wash his hands, but he doesn't make any brachas. So if there's an issur in Hennes Melam Lebracha, he's Bekuba say being over an issur, that you're not allowed to do.
But a person's allowed to eat a non-berry of Bachman.
Because the issur, the Bracha Chorna, the shear of Hanoah for Bracha Chorna is a Kazayas. But according to Shalmi, it's a berry. And he ate a berry.
But if there's a Sufik Machayah, Sufik of Bekuba will be a Shalmi. So then the
issur is also a Sufik. So you're allowed to be Machayah Sufik to a Sufik issur. Bekuba say do a Sufik issur.
No,
I'm going to eat. I'm not doing any avaris at all right now. I'm not doing any avaris. I'm not doing an avlo. Right? Let's change the scenario. Right? The person if you're medama asan of lebracha to geneva, gezel, it's gezel. So according to Yerushalmi, if you apply this to bracha achrona, it means that when a person would eat food and not say bracha achrona, he stole the food. Right? So he bekuma say he stole something. The beria, according to Yerushalmi, has that same din. So he stole the beria. Right? If it's an Isser, it's called Zela. Right? It's like, see, he kuma say did a maisa. Not say Valtasa. If you hold, there's not an Isser, there's a mitzvah. So I ate. I'm allowed to eat. There's no problem I'm not eating. Now I have a new din. Now I come to, I said, I ate. Should I say bracha? Something I don't make a bracha. But I'm not doing a maisa veira when I'm eating. Over here, I'm doing a maisa veira when I'm eating, according to Yerushalmi. I'm eating knowing I'm not going to say bracha karna.
You're being
machin
for yourself and
do a suffix. I'm not being machin for yourself. I don't know what the din is, but according to Shalmi, I'm doing a vada yisr.
And if you don't eat, you don't have a suffix. So you'll be machin yourself with a suffix.
No. I'm saying, according to Shalmi, I'm doing a vada maisa yisr. Okay. If it's a mitzvah, I'm not doing an yisr at all.
I think Yeshua was asking that, why are you having...
It's a good question. That's not what I'm saying. That's a different din. What is, I eat a maisa, I'm allowed to eat. I mean, it's what I want. Now I get to the end. I have a mitzvah. I can't make a mitzvah. I can't make a bracha misafik. So I'm part of my mitzvah. Misafik, I can't make a bracha. I wouldn't have had the potential of not doing a mitzvah. I'm good. So I'm not because I'm not eat because of that. Maybe yeah, maybe no. But over here, I'm going and stealing your food. It's saying what?
The person allowed to enter into a situation where
he may be
the
back one. That's his question. It's a separate question. That's not what I'm saying. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. So we have to know. Can you put yourself in the situation? What do I want to eat? I want to eat. I'm eating. So okay, now I say, Rebbeinu, you're going to say there's a mitzvah to make a bracha. So you know, I can't make myself. You know, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Maybe not. Maybe yeah. I want to eat right now. There's no very eating. There's nothing wrong with eating at all.
You're going down a path, which is
going to
end up
not doing a mitzvah. Potential mitzvah say. So but there's klolim and that mitzvah say. The klolim is myself. You don't do the mitzvah say. I could have avoided that. So that you know. So that's you know. You get involved in machos atzoloimus. Klugs b'shardim machos atzoloimus. Is that called an oinus or not?
Buying a curig.
What?
Buying a curig.
Buying a curig. Okay. Right. Machos Atzalonis, you know, that's Machos Tatina Balamur and Rambam and the Gabi Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that what's the heter of going into the Svina 3 days before Shabbos? He knows that once he's on the Svina on Shabbos after Michal Shabbos, because now he's Dekha Shabbos. But who asked you to be in the boat? Right, so the Pekunah should be Dekha Shabbos, but who has to be in the boat? So are you allowed to go on the boat? I said, listen, right now, I'm going to have a reason to go on the boat. I'll deal with Shabbos and Shabbos. Shabbos is coming to be Heter. But are you allowed to mark yourself into the situation where you're going to end up doing something which is inappropriate? Right, so that's not an Aveira. But over here, the Tzadik Yerushalmi, it's an Aveira. If you look at an Isser, it's an Aveira. This is over here, it's not an Aveira either. What? It's not an Aveira, it's Pikul Nefesh Dekha Shabbos. But who asked you to be in a situation of Pikul Nefesh? Over here, I have a mitzvah to do, which I can't do myself. Because, so the Oida says I won't allow you to do the mitzvah. So I said, Ich will doch benchen. No, don't do it. Ich will, Mr. Nornis, you're not allowed to say, who asked you to be in this Oida? That's the other sugya. But that's not a case where I'm doing an Aveira. What? I understand, but when you do that, when you do the chila, it's not an aveira. You're saving your life.
When you're doing aveira,
I'm saying, according to Shalmi, if it means gezel, you're not doing aveira b'shev al tasa. You are eating aveira. Maybe it's a mitzvah, maybe it's not. But you're doing it, but you're dying. Over, if you don't make a bracha, it's just a mitzvah. I'm allowed to eat. There's no way to be eating. By eating, I'm creating a situation where I'll be an honest, I can't do a mitzvah. Okay, so we'll deal with that then. That's what I'm saying. Okay. How do we get to there? I haven't learned how much I've lost. Okay. What? So the lashon of the Torah is Toiv Lizoyer. So Toiv Lizoyer is interesting lashon. Not Toiv. It's a good thing to be careful. So the Chorim Avur that like the Emek Bracha that it's not an Isser. It's Ikedin. It's a Mitzvah Ikedin. The reason why the Chazal gave him that lashon says the Suara Hamachayim why we should do this because it's inappropriate to do such a thing and therefore Chazal Hamachayim a Mitzvah to make a Bracha. You're not called it's not Mamish and Aveira if you do it. So you can use lashon tightly. That's what I'm medayik lashon the Torah tightly. Zohar tells me that it's not. Or alternatively, the Torah means listen, mikim sakah not like the Rishonim. Period. Because like he means like the Beis Yosef says that the rift, the rift doesn't bring it. So Rambam doesn't bring it. He doesn't sound like he's going with the rift in the Rambam. So. Lashon Tevli Zor is an interesting lashon. It's a good thing to be careful. And if you're not careful, you didn't do anything wrong. You weren't careful. That's all I'm saying. Hey, Mistapkin al Bracha Birchas Brei Nevoshes Yimsicha Shir Im Lav. It's another suffix. V'oy Mistapkin al Bracha Chernem Shayayin Im Bracha Nusa al Kazayas Adaf Revius. Hey, Tevli Zor Shal Lishtus al Oy Pachas Mikazayas Revius Kadesh Lui Kanas Nisayka. Fine. The Rambam doesn't make such a chilik. Fine. So you introduced four sveikas over here. They didn't bear you. Whether Brenefoshes needs a shear. Whether Yayin needs a shear of a Kazayas or a Vias, our Tosis does not mention that. There are other Tosis which mention the shear of it. Right? Tosis mentions the Molly Lugmov. Well, at the end of the day, he doesn't need to. Because you're going to have to drink less of the Kazayas and more than a Vias to be here to all the Shitas. But where it is Nagay, I guess, is like, the way the Mura says it in the ancient Lush, and he says, Don't eat a kazayas. Don't drink a kazayas. If you do drink a kazayas, but don't drink a molly lugmov. Because you invite another shita that you're not being yertz. If you do drink a molly lugmov, don't drink a kebeya. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah does put it in a hadraga wise, but pashas. I mean that's. That would be interesting. Hashava question. So you have four rishonim over there standing at you talking to you, right? This one says, don't touch a kazayas. This one says, don't touch a molly lugmov. This one says, don't touch a revius. This one says, don't touch a kebeya. It says revius. Right? So I'm a bad boy. I ignore the first one. Am I a bigger bad boy if I ignore two of them? You know, that's the way Ismail Mishabura says it. You know, that even if you do it, I already blew it because I had a kazayas. I'm already in a situation where I can't say a broch, the name of revius, but I have enough that's corn the summer shadow of Mechuyev. So don't be Moisef Avla and then drink a little more. Now you have Mole Lugmo, because now you have another Rishon that says that you're a bad boy. That you're supposed to say Bracha and you're not saying it. Interesting Mishnah Berurah. Vice holds it. Yeah, each Rishon that you're chepping with is another Avla. It's like you got the Rashiva upset and you got the Rishkarla upset also. It's two different things, right?
Bigger chance that you're
wrong. I understand. That's what he's saying. You know, you have more Shittas. It's possible the way that they're saying. The pashas, what I really want to say is, the way we're used to saying it is, listen, the Iker P'sak is or Vias. The Maisa, there's a sheet out there which says Machana Kazayis, you know, try to avoid that situation. Okay, so, you know, if that's how you say it, so once I get to, you know, more sure, the Iker P'sak is or Vias. The Mishnah Berurah is like, no, it's not true. It's, there really is a real deal in what the bracha is supposed to be. And therefore, you each sheet so that you're not being careful about, you're adding another problem. So the lotion is If I recall correctly, the Mechabes over here makes sure that Yeshua Tafim Oyd Baruch Achrein HaShayayin Ima Baruch HaMasal Kazayis Kain Toiv Nizor Shal Ishtos Alapachas B'Kazayis Arvinas. The Lashon Mechabes sounds like it's a Toiv Nizor. If it's Mamash a real Sufik, you wouldn't say Toiv Nizor. And Shavir says, V'yav HaMishasa Kazayis Vein L'Arvinas Toiv Nizor Shal Ishtos Ad Arvinas. V'kol Shem Shal Ishtos K'Shabeya D'yesh Armim. Right? But the Lashon of the Mechaber there in Kupsadi, Shir Shiyas Yain Lizchash of Baruch Hachana, Yeh Sofik Im Deh B'Kazayas of Revius, Kain Ilachach Yizoyer Lishtayis Oipachas M'Kazayas of Revius, Kain Lizchach Men HaSofik. So that Lashon is a striker Lashon. It doesn't say totally Yizoyer. He says, listen, it's a Sofik, Pashat HaSofik, what it's K'Zayas of Revius, and therefore Yizoyer, you have to be careful. But the Lashon over here in Reish Yod is totally Zohar. So I seem to recall the Goyen says that the Iker Shita is that's Revius. Mr. Burbank's down over there. Yeah. Fine. One last thing, I want to sell the Shulchan Aruch on Sunday. One other cheshbon, this din over here of Hanos Ma'ayim and Hanos Garin is going to play out an interesting shayla. The Mishavur is going to bring a Zera Emes, Shuba Zera Emes, that the sponginess of the food does not count towards the Shir Kazayas. So I have someone who looks like Kazayas, but it's bread, it has. I'm not talking about big holes. Everybody agrees that big holes don't count. You make him a bread, says he holds it doesn't count. You have to push it to get a kazayas. You have to squish the bread down so you get a kazayas worth of bread. Or you don't have to squish it. So you have to equivalent the mamish that the airspace don't count. Shur brings it and he says, the mice of all the kind of disagree with him, etc. The mice, he seems to be chosher short. He brings it, And Mr. Bruin in Hilchos Pesach, by over there, he says, someone shur with kazayas, he says, and the airspaces count towards the kazayas. So, Lechara, the cashman is poshut. By mitzvahs, by Mipat Rabbeinu, so by Yisurim, it's telling Hanos Garen. And by mitzvahs, is also telling Dinah Hanos Garen. Mitzvahs and Yisurim go together. So, Chil and the Torah, the bear of Tech Lamatzis, if the person eats, he does a mice of a Chil of a Kazayas of Mevela, even though there's airspace in it, that counts. Because the mice had a Kazayas. Mitzad, what's happening in your stomach? The stomach says, excuse me, air doesn't count. So the Gabi Mitzra, so the airspaces count. The Gabi Hanos Me'ayim, I'm saying a Baruch HaKron, the Mishavur seems to say, the Maisa wasn't a Kazayas. So you don't have a Hanos Me'ayim. That would seem to be the Chilak. The Maisa Rukam Kanievsky in the Shana Lachas raises the question, it seems to be a steer Mishavur. He doesn't give that answer. But it's interesting. It answers a different question. We Mishavura said before that the other ingredients don't count. The other kind of argument, Mishavura, they argue on the Zera Emes. They say that the airspaces count. I can't figure out how in the world you can tell me the airspaces count and your cinnamon doesn't count. I don't know how you can shim those two things. But the Mishavura over there. So I remember when I learned that Mishavura, I said I don't know how shims with that Yana did over there in Tuf Pei Vav. That the airspaces count. So what we're saying now, that would answer that also, because that's talking about Baruch HaKorinu, which is in Hanos Me'ayim. So the Hanos Me'ayim wasn't the Kazayas worth of bread, it was other ingredients. So Mr. Bruce said, that's also a problem. The same way that says the airspaces are a problem. So I looked up my notes, I talked with Mechadish's word now, and also Mechadish's word last time I learned it. The Chalash word, that's a mile of forgetting these. You can get from the Chalash the same word twice.